Our first scripture is from Romans 7:14-17. And these words describe the experience of any Christian struggling against sin or trying to please God without the help of the Holy Spirit. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold into slavery under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells in me.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I'm giving honor to God, first of all. I'm the pastor. First lady in her absence, honor to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Needless to say, right now, until the Spirit falls upon me, I am more nervous than a demon in church doing communion. So, y'all pray for me, okay? Pastor asked me to give a little bit of my background before I go into my pieces. My name is Melvin Coleman from Indianapolis, Indiana. My poet name, of course, is Bromell. I've been doing this for now 11 and a half years. We know that when God calls us to do something, a lot of us, I keep it personal. In the beginning, I was not trying to hear God because I was too busy still doing me. And 1 week, about 11 years ago, a week straight, I could not sleep. I got up at the same time every morning, 2:03. I remember this distinctly. So still being a son of disobedience, not understanding what's going on. That's when this change was about to come about in my life. So, still ignorant to the Spirit of God, I heard a voice distinctly say to me, write something. Write what? So I said, okay, because at that time, my only motivation was to get some sleep. Right? Okay, I'll write something. So I began to write, and I fell asleep because I remember when you fall asleep, you know, the pen kind of just drifted on at the end of the, this is true. And so when I woke up, brothers and sisters, when I woke up and read what I had written, I began to weep because I knew that I could not have done that. Because I'm not that talented. I mean, I got some talent, but I'm not that talented. Okay? So, I still not knowing what's going on. So, before I knew it, to fast forward a little bit, before I knew it, I almost had a notebook full of poems. So, I decided to share it with somebody. Glad to see you made it, sister. Yeah, I put you out there. Anyway, another co-worker of mine. So, I decided to share it with this guy. I don't remember the guy's name. The guy said, hey, man, you need to let other people hear that. So, I said, okay. So we go to an open mic. I read it, and some man walked to, don't remember his name, and some man walked to, hey, excuse me, sir, may I have a copy of that? I'm still ignorant, y'all. I said, okay. You're going to hear a lot of that. So as time go on, I'm still not knowing what's going on. Time go on, my sister, I began to share with my family, and my sister said, you need to let Pastor hear that because that's pretty good writing. I said, thank you. Somebody's with me. I said, okay. So one Wednesday at the Bible study, Pastor, I went to the pastor's office. I said, you got a couple of minutes, sir. I want to share something with some inspirational writing I've been doing here for a few months and just tell me what you think about it. I go on to all. He said, go ahead, read it. Now, he was doing something else as I was reading it. I proceed to read, and halfway through, he lifted his head up and gave me all his attention. When I got done with that piece, he said, have that ready to go Sunday. Huh? I just wanted you to hear this. I didn't have it ready to go Sunday. So I said,
okay.
All right. So Sunday came. I was introduced like I was somebody by the pastor. He's passed away now, God rest his soul. Because I got to give him his honor, because he was the one that first gave me the chance to stand before a congregation and share this gift of poetry. So I thank him for that. Had that been for him, who knows, I wouldn't be standing here today. Amen. So I'm getting there, y'all. So I go before the congregation. I'm up there on the podium. I'm in front of all these people. Oh, my. You're talking about if that podium hadn't been blocked, you'd have seen my knees. I'm telling you, I was that nervous. So I was reading the poem, and halfway through the poem, I began reciting the poem. That's when I felt the Spirit of God come upon me. I no longer needed the notebook. When I got finished, it was a standing ovation. My mother was crying. People in the audience was crying. People were shouting. I was crying because I didn't know what was going on still. Like, why are these people crying? Why am I crying? What's going on here? So I'm kind of slow, y'all. Kind of slow. So from that point on, it's just been history ever since, in two states, five cities, and 30-something churches later, I'm standing here. So without further ado, my first piece is titled The Birth of Sin. I shout, I clap, I pray. You know, I even fast. But sometimes it seems like this burden just won't pass. I've cried, I pay tithes. Every day a little more, my flesh dies. I'm challenged mentally and spiritually on the daily to even think the right thing. Bad brain ways motivates my body to crave. The birth of sin in my head, it begins and it starts to unfold. Past some time, this thing got a stronghold. It pulls me to and fro. I know what to do, but the sinful flesh said it feels good though. And the Holy Spirit for right now, while I'm around, said he got to go. So watch slowly as I manifest into the prodigal. The flesh gains power, demons rejoicing, they high-five, and we get him again to sin, another bad choice. As he pimps my pain, the devil justify his lie, the spirit and the flesh cries. The spirit screams no, the flesh screams more. In my cerebral on the low, the devil injects this pleasure of sin, the body. Said so. I'm losing in my confusion. My spirit begins to reason. The flesh says we are many, better known as a legion. As I fall to the feet of destruction, I'm at the heels of death. I'm on the back of blasphemy. My spirit is blocked, dropped a lot. I think I see angelic cops come to say, church, it has to be. Lack of dedication causes spiritual assassination. Knowingly sacrifice my salvation. My spirit blood begins to flow. I'm throwing my own fiery furnace. I'm just trying to discern this and survive the lie. Praying to come out cold. You know it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They put in three, but they saw four. I'm trying to stop. I'm trying to stop. I'm praying to stop. But I can't though. My tongue is tied like Moses. I'm trying to run like Jonah. I got more questions than Andrew. I'm in a den like Daniel, forsook like Samson. In the midst of my sin and my fall, I might as well have been praising Baal. But before the canker worms finally squirm, I took one more call. Matthew 6:9-13. Say this wholeheartedly. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Y'all know the rest. To redeem my soul, take away my woes, remove my foes. Devil, you know you got to go. Reclaim what you stole. Rise like Job. I believe in the victory because the Bible said so. I heard as long as I keep my word, it'd be absurd for God not to keep his. As I endure my tour here on this earth, as I endure my tour, we just passing through. As I endure my tour, it's just dress rehearsal. As I endure my tour, like an eagle, I begin to soar. I seek with meek the vertical. Through Jesus, the horizontals will be cared for. Give God the praise. The next piece, I hadn't even had the next scripture read, please, ma'am. Thank you.
Our next scripture is Hosea 4:6. And in this chapter of Hosea, God was charging Israel with disobedience. He was accusing the religious leaders of keeping the people from knowing him. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I reject you from being a priest to me, and since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children.
Thank you. Some translations may read, for the lack of knowledge, people perish. So, in essence, what that scripture is telling me, and vice versa, is once I begin to read the word, let the word abide in me, apply the word, pray, fast, and repent, be given the gift of the Holy Spirit, I now just became non-perishable. This piece is titled Non-Perishable. It remembers constantly exposing impurities in me. Premeditated mounts. My flesh had monopoly. Hunts me hard to see, makes it hard to believe if I ever would feel the Holy Spirit inside of me. The doubt. I take my Hollywood to every destination. The chameleon. I spiritually reach futile attempts to teach as they preach intoxicating navigations. As my inner game watched the game plank of life, my demons. The spiritual truth cuts the flesh like a knife. The flesh says, yeah, I got you hype. But it's just another gambit move to gain revenue with you, my dudes. Vanishing values vaporized by vets. As I empty pitcher tent and cap, congregation helps me to hunt my hunters. Gospel conversation holds a straw to see forthcoming pitfalls. My mind frogs me all the time. I got thug in my system. Scriptures at times I dismiss them. Mention them deep as I creep, avoiding demonic heat, trying to reach a higher level. Not knowing there's going to be stronger devils at different levels as the grin reaper study advancing with his shovel. I got to separate my separation to become separated. Sanctification. Self-inflicted, contradicted, spiritually fleshy, debated, can't see for the darkness. Where the lights? Will I make it? I hate it. Many demons try to hustle me. Let's get ready to rumble. I stumble because compressed depression begins to depress me. My brain is in a cell of hell. Reluctant resurrection of my soul becomes unveiled. Dear list of duty to maintain my sanity. Duplex, duplicate my hate within me. A crucified crucifix drapes my neck. I'm spiritually wrecked, emotionally unfit. Due to tribulational bit, I feel like the illegitimate son. I'm done, your past, I'm hit. So I cop a spiritual plea. And that's God my Father. What's the key? My answer? Just like Paul. My grace is sufficient, G. As Lucifer plots and connives, deceiving as I'm grieving, diabolically motivated, self-progression hated, civil war between self and spirit. Do the right thing, y'all know, when we going through it's hard to hear it. Self fears it, devise device, embracing death more than twice. Yo, I should have been dead. A lot of us should have been dead. But thank God we're not. Spiritually backsliding like I was riding the sled. Yeah, I lost my head. But staying down right till I fall? Not at all. Because I gained a renewed mind like Paul. I was standing alone in dark sunlight, y'all. By a small sea. Man, I could feel the cold heat. As I was breathing the air of death. I was so close to hell, I could smell the demon's breath. Trying to do this thing by myself is like escaping Egypt under eclipse. As self-centered, selfish, and arrogant days finally fade, everything's gonna be all right. Because now I know I got favor. Hallelujah. Now I know you got favor. Now I know we got favor in God's sight. the victory. Give God the praise.
We will be hearing these words again in a few weeks as we work our way through the Sundays of Lent. A familiar story for us. For they went to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even unto death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground, and he prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." He came, and he found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And they did not know what to say to him. And he came a third time, and he said to them, by the way, you noticing all the three times? Think about the other places in the scripture where it's three times denial, three times do you love me, three times here. Are you still sleeping, taking your rest? Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him there was a crowd with people in clubs from the chief priest and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had been given a sign saying, "The one I kiss is the man whom is the man and will lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. And then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me, but let the scriptures be fulfilled. All of them deserted and fled." While Peter was in the court, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she said to him, "You were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth." But Peter denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you're talking about." And he went out into the forecourt. Then the cock crowed. And the servant girl, on seeing him, began to say again to the bystanders, "This man was one of them." But again he denied it. And then after a little while, the bystanders came again and said to Peter, "Certainly you're one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to curse, and he swore an oath, "I do not know this man that you are talking about." And in that moment, the cock crowed for the second time. And then Peter remembered that Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows thrice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept.
Thank you, Pastor. Long read, brothers and sisters, but I needed all that to set this last piece up. But I want to sidebar for a moment and tell a story real quick. Hopefully it's funny.
hopefully. I don't know, some of you may have heard it, but I'm going to do it anyway. There was two neighbors, a believer and a non-believer. They've been neighbors and friends for many years. The believer decided to go duck hunting one morning. You heard this, Pastor? Okay. Anybody? Has the church heard it? Okay. Okay. Good, good. Yes, sir. Yeah, Pastor, see? That's why he's the pastor, right? Okay. He had a dog. You want to tell it? Okay. So he went duck hunting, and he shot the duck, and his dog ran across the water and brought the duck back. So, of course, having the Gideon spirit, he didn't really believe what he just saw. So he shot another duck. His dog ran across the water and brought the duck back. He said, okay, his neighbor's name was Bob. He said, okay, Bob can't deny this. I know what I saw. He can no longer say there's not a God. He run back and get Bob. He said, Bob, you got to come with me right now. I just saw a miracle, and you can't deny from this point on there's no God. Bob said, somebody with me? Okay, thank you, thank you. Come on, stay with me, y'all, stay with me. Bob said, okay. So, so they go back out. Dusk come, he shoots the duck fall in the water. His dog ran across the water, brought the duck back. He said, Bob, did you just see that? Bob said, yeah. He said, don't worry, he'll do it again in case there are any doubts in your mind. He shot another duck. The duck fell in the water. His dog ran across the water and brought the duck back. He said, Bob, that's it. You can't deny no more. I know you saw what I saw. I know you witnessed what I witnessed, this miracle. Did you see what I saw, Bob? Bob said, yeah, I saw what you saw. All I see is your dog can't swim. It's funny, but it's some people just like no matter what they see and witness, they still won't give God credit. I looked up the word this morning by grace of Father, the word luck. People say, good luck. You lucked out. You sure are lucky. You know, that's a curse. I looked at the word luck. Luck is Latin, and it comes from the word Lucifer. So I know a lot of you didn't know that because I didn't know it, and I ain't the only stupid one in here. So what I'm saying is, when people tell you good luck, tell them, say Godspeed or God bless. Don't tell me good luck no more because you're talking about the wrong spirit right there. All right, now, let's get to this piece. Like I told Sister Woods at work, this is a new one, hot from the spiritual press. It's called Jesus' Purpose. Let me see. Because of the Pharisees and Sadducees' hypocrisies, hating, character assassination, accusations and lies, which caused my rabbi to be crucified, Peter, the rock, thrice denied. Judas, the treasurer, got paid to betray. Others fell asleep. They couldn't watch and pray. Jesus petitioned three times before his final mission. This story of the glory has me making a fist as Judas approaches with the kiss. My mind says, why even choose Judas? But Jesus already knew his selections had defections so that he may give directions. Okay, if the selective was not defective, how can he be effective? They all have flaws. Even today, still break God's laws. I know some of y'all got to feel like me. This walk with Jesus ain't always easy, G. Yeah, it tears my faith just right. I feel the fist of the Lord, Pastor. I feel like I need a saddle. I feel like I'm losing ground in this battle, yo. Constantly fighting these demons, devils, ideals. Sometimes my mind entertains the adversary's comments, trying to deceive me and lead me back to my problem. Y'all know he's on a guerrilla mission. If you ain't prayed up, he'll have you compromising your spiritual position. Some folk think it's a game. It ain't real. Fake. Fiction. My flesh got my faith facing eviction.
my mind, constant contradiction. God said, I've been doing this since Genesis, and y'all still don't listen. Every time you purposely sin, my son Jesus, yeah, you listen. The serpent will not stop hissing as long as you pay attention and listen. When it's time for a heavy head count, where's Brother Melvin, man? Missing. I heard some of the youngsters talking about this rapper named Rick Ross the Boss. Jesus is the real boss because he put in work. He paid the ultimate cost. Still so many are lost. The prophets are false. You tempted again, man, get close to the cross. Because Jesus is the only one who's a water walking high, prophecy talking high, demon and flesh record, devil checking, blood dead, risen, blind, blood, lame, legacy, healing. Jesus, I just can't fight the feeling as his word for true to you from an unclean mouth. God knows that none of us worthy. God knows ain't none of us worthy. Some are still purging, G. Being a believer, I'm still allowed to shout, you see. This flesh finds the path of least resistance. The adversary is persistent. Let me explain. iPhones, iPads, smartphones, the net is this age. High-tech, demonic ways for today's distractions I found. Got some of these youngsters in the dope so caught up. Somebody's in church texting right now. These things are causing us to fall short in following Jesus' lead. Makes me want to cry out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Translation, my God, why have you forsaken me? These pawns from God through me are designed to give our flesh a fit. You don't want to read? You don't want to believe? How about you want a distraction to just Google this? Give God the praise. One more thing, Pastor. One more thing. Question for the church and I'm done. What the enemy going to do when all the saints gets the faith of Abraham? What the enemy going to do when all the saints gets the patience of Job? What the enemy going to do when all the saints gets the diligence of Noah? The leadership of Moses, the strength of Samson, the prayer life of Daniel, the bravery of David, the wisdom of Solomon, and the power of Jesus. What the enemy going to do? You don't know? Let me show you.